given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Oh, good morning. Well, happy lunch hour, everyone, on this Monday. Hi, Noemi.
Hi, and morning for some on the West Coast. And so, yes, happy Monday. Happy show day. Feels yummy.
That's funny. You said happy show day because I said happy snow day to you. That's so fun. All right.
Yeah, you guys have snow. Ah, we're getting rain. I'm ready for rain.
Well, I'm so happy that we're doing Access to Angels and Grace today as we continue our second series, the Miracles. I can't even remember. Every time I go to say it, I get tongue-tied. But the miracles after... It's not after.
Of living beyond the wounds.
It was after living. I was like, wait a second. Are we
no, of living beyond wounds. It has gotten. Yeah. It's our miracle series.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. And we all need miracles. We actually all have miracles around us, but sometimes, I like that you said this earlier, we keep them at bay. Like the miracles are there. They're
just we keep them at bay with resistance to life and resistance to ourself. Resistance to what is. And I never realized that connection until at what you call the pre-channeled message when I sat with the divine. And resistance anywhere keeps miracles at bay.
Resistance is so much work. And, you know, we get, but that's sometimes when we get tired, you know, we just go, God, I'm just so tired of doing this, or I'm tired of this showing up in my life because I don't want this. and it is tiring resisting things constantly. And so that's why everybody today is, we're given a word for today. We're going to talk about surrender. For surrender in so many different deep levels. And if I may, I'll just start off with our little show description. Because it kind of makes
sense. Yes, yes. And so after, start off with that, which does not mention the word surrender, but it brings us to that point where what's needed is surrender.
What's needed for this is absolutely surrender. And both, oh my gosh, now I just have another thing. Okay, so yes, let me read this because it actually talks about the first one. So everyone, today we honor the passing of wound, ache, pain. Born on July 26, 2009, in the state of hurt and separation, they made their transition and passed through the portal of miracles today. They leave behind anger, self-loathing, blame, and shame. Today, we also rejoice and welcome the rebirth of the wound, renamed, Love, Joy, Miracles, through Creator's compassion, forgiveness, and self-love. Wound has transcended the past in acceptance and gratitude, reborn into the family of connected souls through light and healing.
Oh my gosh, I just love these announcements.
That was so beautiful. And I don't know how you chose July 26, 2009, but anyway, that means that wound was sitting around for over a decade, you know? It was before it transitioned, which happens. It happens. We get wounded and we get re-wounded of the same wound or we pretend, we try to push that wound out of our mind and so it's still there.
Yes.
And until it's transformed.
The surrender part does come for a death, a passing of something. There is a surrender when it's time to let go. It's going to come so we can resist it. You know, in that beginning and not surrender, like, I'm not going. But we really, there's a beautiful, it can be a beautiful passing.
Yes. Well, there is the beauty in what is reborn. Just kind of too, like, as if we pass, you know, we transition into something different and more. Well, we return to non-physical. And so there is... And we don't tend to rejoice when someone returns to non-physical, although I think that many that do are rejoicing themselves. But I haven't been there recently, so I can't really say. But, you know, this piece about surrender, the gift, the opening that surrender creates, that, yes, that for me has been something I've sort of been opening to over the years. I studied for a long time with a shaman, and she used to say that surrender is to open to more. But I knew that she meant more good stuff, but I was taking it in more of the same, the stuff that I don't want to surrender about, so I didn't want to open to it. So I was resisting her share about surrender, her experience of surrender. I didn't want to embrace it because I was like, oh, I don't want more of this, you know? And it's been such a journey to learn a little bit more and to open more and release more. David, my husband, today said, when he asked me what the show was about, and hi, David. He said, yes, he's listening, I think. He said, oh, so in surrender, you stop picking the scab of woundedness. And I said, yes. You know, it's like that scab that we're picking at.
Yes. And offering the healing that is to come from divine, from our, just not us controlling and resisting. And when you said about creating the opening that surrender creates, that's one of the things I talk about with when we do have that, I'm so sorry, please forgive me type thing, is it, to me that creates a space. It's the,
yes,
you're knocking on the door and then you get it open up just a little bit, just a crack, you know, just you're opening enough space to let some more words come through about the healing that's about to come. And what's on the other side of that door, the portal of miracles, it is that opening that door a little bit. I love that. Yes.
Yes. That's great. Yeah. With that, I can never pronounce it right. Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono.
Yes, I guess it is oponopono. So ho'oponopono. And so there is that opening when it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, you know? You know, and I love you. And so, my friend John, I think it may be listening, has this most beautiful, one day he shared this most beautiful understanding of surrender that always warms my heart, where he said, to surrender is to relax into grace. And I just, that whole, when he said it, it melted my heart. It's just to relax and surrender. To me, I never put them together. And grace. Yes.
There's trust that comes in there, that there is this, you know, it's trusting in purity. It's trusting pureness. It's trusting love. It's trusting, it's not just trusting, all right, I'm going to throw myself off the edge and hope, you know, it's not that. it is a trust. And that's actually something I want to share. First, for me, I was thinking, you know, sometimes when I used to hear the word surrender, the negative things would come to me. Like when you had about opening up to more, you know, more of this stuff. No. So surrender to me originally, you know, like what I've been walking through life with, because I've had resistance, is I would think of surrender as being, I'm a pushover. I'm giving in. I'm weak. I'm a loser. I've lost at this. I'm failing. And I need to be fighting this and stubborn. You know, and it was really preventing me from doing any kind of surrendering because I didn't want to be any of those other things. That's horrible. Like, you know, I don't want to be a loser.
Yeah. And I think that's the ego's definition of surrender, right? The ego, yes, is going to resist. It's going to fight. It's going to insist and persist on, yes, what it wants. And so to let that go, I mean, ego is where attachment comes from, to let that go. It's like, no, you know? Yes. And so, this just sounds, what you're saying brings me to what is in the, what you call pre-channeled message, which is when I sat down with the divine on Saturday and said, okay, I read the description of our show, which you read. And I said, what do you have to say? So I'm thinking there's going to be rebirth and all this stuff. And they said, surrender. I was like, oh, okay. But we're talking about rebirth, surrender. And so then there was this beautiful message about what surrender is and the miracle of surrender. So,
yes.
Is this a good time to read it, or did you have something more to share?
No, I think it's perfect, actually, because then, and as everybody will hear, I love how Source always has an interesting twist, and we do surrender to what shall be shared.
Yes, the whole thing was a surrender anyway, to surrender to receive what was received, and go, but Lisa did this beautiful write-up. No, surrender. So surrender opens the door to miracles. When you step through the portal that divides wounded from healed and judgment and pain from love and acceptance, you encounter many miracles, the first of which is surrender. Surrender is a miracle. You have spent your whole lives in resistance. Surrender frees you from resistance. Surrender is the miracle that straddles both sides of the portal. Without surrender, you cannot step into the miraculous. You may consider surrender to be giving up, but we do not see it that way. The higher understanding of surrender is an opening up to receive what you have been blocking through your resistance. It is not a shameful defeat, but a rejoicing and releasing of suffering. There is no suffering in surrender. There is only grace and power. Through surrender, you step through the gate into personal power. Your true power has been blocked by your resistance. In letting go of resistance, you release your power. Resistance in any form and in any aspect of your life keeps you from the miracles that free you from the past and allow you to embark on a whole new journey for the future, a journey born of surrender. In surrender, you stop blocking yourself, you stop resisting and judging yourself, and you fully and freely embrace yourself. This act of self-embrace is an act of self-love that releases you from the bondage of the past, which has been kept in place through your resistance and struggle. Imagine a life with no struggle, no resistance, no turmoil. Embrace yourself fully without judgment and release yourself from past pains. Much freedom is available through the self-embrace of surrender. Surrender is not about giving up on you. It is about embracing you fully and releasing all resistance to you. In this state of non-resistance, miracles are born and grow. Through surrender, you enter the portal to a miraculous life. Have you ever considered that your own struggles are what keep you from miracles? Embrace yourself. Release the struggle. Free yourself to live in self-compassion and self-kindness. Once you surrender your struggles with yourself and life, you release all resistance. And you're able to see yourself and your past through compassion. You free yourself through compassion. Your judgment of yourself and others keeps you tied to what you judge. Choose to let go of the judgment of all things and people. This may sound like a tall order, but we are here to help you always. And you all have so many spiritual helpers which are with you, which most of you do not know. Seek their help. Simply ask, spiritual helpers, will you help me? They will be delighted to assist. Surrender is the easiest thing once you give up the fight. This does not mean you wave the white flag of defeat. It does mean you let go. You choose to stop fighting with yourself and with life. You decide you don't want to do that anymore and you ask for help. You choose surrender and we open the gate to a new way of living and show you how we see you as beautiful, brilliant, and powerful. And in seeing yourself as you truly are, self-compassion is born. And this all begins with surrender. Surrender is simple, but you resist it greatly. Yet in surrender, you are reborn into someone who is kind to themselves, who takes excellent care of themselves, who chooses what best nourishes and heals them. You empower yourself through surrender. Through resistance, you create suffering. Surrender or suffer, The choice is yours. And we are always cheering you on to choose the path of the miraculous, which starts with the miracle of surrender. Surrender every aspect of your life in which you are suffering and allow the miracles to begin and allow yourselves to live in peace, compassion, and joy. Namaste.
That was like a, just a fully loaded one.
Yes. It was such a surprise, actually, and fully loaded. And really what I need in this point in my life, too. So that was pretty sweet.
And in surrender, we talked about that with both death and birthing, giving birth. There's you have to surrender and just say, all right, in that situation, let the body do what it's going to do and know that it's going to, and stop resisting, that you are going to control it in a way that you think is best. Because there are things that line up for us, the miracles. The things that line up for us and are there. I love that. I keep picturing them at bay. But the term that came through that was new, my little ears perked up, was spiritual helpers. Not like elves that live in Miracle Land, but like little spiritual helpers.
Oh, with pointy ears and
goodie bags.
Help.
Because what is it we say when we surrender? Please help me.
Yes. When you finally surrender, you say, help. Yes. And so, the show, Access to Angels and Grace, angels are some of those spiritual helpers that are there.
Yes. So it's a different view. And we'll sneak off to commercial, but there's a few things I want to say about, yes, there's a story that I have to share when we get back that gives a perfect example of this. But I do love that. What are you asking? We'll ask this for the listeners while we go on commercial here. What are you asking in your life right now to please have help with? When have you last said, or where are you saying, please help me? So when we come back to Accessing Angels and Grace, we'll dive into that.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Right. So I hope everyone took that time to ask themselves that question. We just left off with, where are you saying right now, please help me? Or I guess that's what it is. Yeah, where are you asking that? So Noemi, would you like to share? I don't know.
you better be ready to answer this question.
I never thought of it.
Because last time you asked me a question and I turned it back on you and you're like,
As the words fell out of my mouth, I went,
So yes, you have time to prepare because you're not put on the spot. But where I need help is in the department. The department, look at me.
The L factory.
Oh my God. Like, what am I I used to compartmentalize my life really a lot, but it is in the learning to step back and do less and receive more and become more and produce more. You know, it's breaking that for me, that paradigm that in my mind, you know, you work really hard and you keep working really hard and you keep working really hard and keep working really hard and eventually something really great is going to happen. And that's one of the things I love about the show is it's really, I mean, okay, I prepare, we talk, and then you do the write-up and then I receive the channeled message, but it's a lot about being present and receiving. And so, you know, it's learning I'm learning to ask for help, and I'm learning to ask for, okay, show me the way, because I'm turning people away in my psychotherapy practice. People are stressed out, and it's like, okay. And sometimes I feel like I can't turn this one away, so I take them on, and I've got too many, or so I think. And so it is that, yeah, help, learning to do less and be more and receive more and produce more, create more.
I love that you shared it that specifically. Thank you for being so honest, because in that right there, what I recognized was thinking, wow, even in your surrender to receive or ask for help, and it came to, like, you've got a full practice, you have to say no and receive this time for yourself, but there's a little bit of pain or I don't want to say doubt, self-doubt, but like, gosh, why is this, it's hurting you because you want to help everybody, but you can't, you know. So it does not to say that during surrender there doesn't come, what would it be that word I'm, it almost felt like that would be painful. Yes,
yeah, sure.
Painful. Yes, yes.
Right, but pain, but not suffering. Right.
Right.
So it's in that.
Ooh.
Yes.
That was huge. And like giving birth, you're surrendering. Your body's gonna push whether you're going to or not. But there's gonna come some pain. But you are surrendering to it, and the miracle that's coming out.
What a miracle it is. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. So surrender. Yeah. It isn't a powerless act, and it isn't necessarily a painless act, but it is a choice that you're going to stop fighting, stop resisting, stop creating all that turmoil that's keeping you from really being all of you and sharing all of you and receiving all the miraculous that's available.
Yes. And you may not see it right away, because I know sometimes right now I would be thinking, well, if as long as I could see the miracle, then I would, you know, I'll negotiate this pain.
So, is it worth the miracle? Yes.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
well, it's kind of like birth. Birth and the transition of passing from this life too. Both, you can't see what's on the other side, you know.
That's right.
You've got your ultrasound. It doesn't tell you how the baby's going to look, you know. So,
yes.
You know, so you can't, and how the baby's going to feel and you know, will they cry? Well, whatever, you know, it's like,
yeah.
And so it is that letting go without knowing what is going to transpire, without knowing how it's going to be resolved, and it is that opening to something that you don't even know how it is, you know. And I've got certain parts of my life which I'll just leave it at that, which I've been trying to control and not, you know, not able to produce certain results. And it's like stepping back and saying, okay, yeah, I'm gonna stop pushing.
Yes, you just nailed it there. Produce results, and that would be my answer. Is that I almost needed. It wasn't that I've asked for help many times. You know, two key areas in my life, and one of them is not, I don't want to say health challenges, but a shift in my health and how my body operates. And it's funny because I want to produce the miracle, but I
need to, I know I'm totally getting this right now. I need to surrender because I don't have to produce the miracle. It's like, there's that, I can see now where my ego has been stepping in and saying, you will, I'm going to figure this out and then I can get the miracle because the miracle is what I want and I want it to go this way. And then along this path of learning different ways of you know, being healthy, I'm actually you know what? Thank gosh I had this struggle because now I'm being reminded of something I haven't been practicing or I forgot or I didn't know. And now I'm diving deeper into this. Like, I just love nutrition. I just love it. And I get to learn even more about something like an artichokes or new back into my life. And I'm like, oh, I really miss artichokes. Why?
Oh, you know, I love artichokes.
It's a weird miracle. That's what I'm calling it because I wouldn't have said, yeah, I'd love to have this little health challenge so that I can like artichokes. You know, it wasn't like that. But there's so many things there. Is it worth, that's a big question, I mean, is it worth the miracle is where we get stuck? You know, that's not the question to be asking. And what results can I produce?
And I think we want to see how it's all going to pan out before we want to surrender. Let me see, right? So that's where the, is it worth? Let me see what's going to happen. How much pain is going to be associated? Well, if I keep pushing, maybe I won't have to deal with that pain, you know, of the leap of faith, or, you know, maybe I'll wind up on the rocks if I take the leap of faith, you know, so keep pushing. And, you know, so yeah, there is that, it is all that ego. When we're in resistance, we're in our ego. We're not in the truth of who we are. We're not in what the divine calls, when I'm talking to them, the true self, which is who we really are, deep down inside, deeper than the ego. And, you know, we're not, and the divine talks a lot about that in my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. Not to put a plug, but why not? And it's that who we really are. Where are we at when we're pushing? Who are we being when we're pushing? And where is that attachment, right?
Ooh,
we have to be attached or we won't push.
Yes. So. Who are we being when we're pushing? And, you know, so I said I had a little story, and I think this is perfect. This came in because my story around this, the miracle things, came when I was living in a house that I absolutely loved. Of course, there's things that I didn't love, but I mean, I really loved it. I was happy there. And I was just, you know, in my glory, and my ego was super happy, and Katz and I were amazing. And I was renting. And then the landlords let me know that they were going to be selling the property. They were retiring, moving down to the islands. And, you know, there's my notice. And would I like to buy the house, or I could, you know, or I could leave. And I was just devastated. I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm leaving my home. Like, this is like beyond up, like, it's moving's difficult anyways. But my thing was, I did not trust that there was another place for me, that I didn't trust that I could even physically leave the property. I was so attached to it. I was so attached to my external happiness, the fulfillment, the completeness, the joy, the peace, all that. I thought it was the house that was that, I mean, it was certainly aligned with me, and it was fun to do that and be there. And so from that point, where I just love that you asked that question, who are we being when we're pushing? So I was pushing. My gosh, it was a nightmare. There was showing after showing, and for some reason, this beautiful house wasn't selling. That means I had more showings, which meant I was more irritated, and Cats and I were being interrupted. And every house that I looked at, I hated, and I was in tears going, I'm not living there. Oh my gosh, this is too busy a road for the cats. This is da 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 da. And it became a nightmare. And I remember I broke down. I'd gone to the knees and to the little tears, like, how, why is this happening? And all these wonderful things. I said, I just need help here. Like, I need help. And I don't know what happened. Something clicked. Some little spiritual helpers, you know, poked into my little heart and said, whatever they said, the waved a magic wand, and I did wake up in the evening, the next day after that evening, and to looking at, never have looked at, like, farther distances, different kind of living, country living, things like that. And it was the very first house. I didn't even go in it. I saw it from outside and went, that's the one. And it was exactly how I'd found the first house. And that was the miracles. I was really attaching, I was resisting, like, no, this is the perfect house, but it was no longer perfect because it was no longer available.
And I had to move on. I had to surrender to it. And it was, yeah, really tough. It was already 2 years ago, and I can still feel the emotion in there. So it was a very powerful experience for me to surrender. And you know what, Noemi, once I did say, this is the one, that's it. I was like, can't wait to move. I was like, look at this house. I hate it. Let me up it.
Well, and you live on a lake. You live in a beautiful place. I mean, yes. It's pretty spectacular. So,
yes.
You know, it's so imagining that other house that you loved and something better was available.
Right.
You know, was coming your way if you didn't resist.
Yes. Yes. And my question for you, Noemi, to have a little chat. Oh, wait. I don't know what time it is.
yep. Better check we have in. Time. 6 minutes. Okay, it's going to be short. Okay.
it's a quick, short, beautiful question is, oh, darn it.
Breathe.
Yes. Breathe. Okay. Yes. Okay. The who am I question is, do we, okay, that's a yes or no thingy, but how do we, and if so, if we do, how are we to know ourselves to ask that question, who am I, so that we can trust in our true selves? If, yes, that was my question.
Well, that's a deep question.
So, oh, sorry.
So, no. So I'm not sure. So you want to know how
does
do we know ourselves?
Does someone need to know who their, if they don't know who their true self, if they're blocked off and they don't know who their true self is, can they surrender, or must they learn who they are first in order to surrender?
Okay. That's a great question. So just a couple seconds. I'm going to have to take a deep dive quickly. Okay, divine, the true self and surrender and whatever you can say. So grateful for this opportunity. And thank you in advance. And we too are grateful for this opportunity. We desire for all of you to know your true self, to know the truth of who you are, because that in itself is miraculous. You have been seeing a reflection in the mirror that is not you. You have been looking in the mirror and seeing as if you are seeing someone full of wrinkles and lines and flaws, and this is the reflection you perceive, but it is not the true reflection of you. The true reflection of you is beautiful, brilliant, powerful, loving, kind, joyful, wise, knowing, and so, so, so many more wonderful attributes that many of you do not even recognize or associate with yourselves, because you have been associating yourself with your ego, or associating yourself with the wounded self. And the true you is not wounded. It is beyond wound. It is healthy and thriving, but the wounds are layered on top. And to surrender is a choice. There is no need to know anything. It is simply the choice to trust. It is that leap of faith. When you leap from one side to the other, you have to trust that you will land somewhere, that you will not die in that surrender, that you will land somewhere and be safe, even though you do not know where you will land. And so we encourage you to develop a trusting relationship with us and with your helpers. And you cannot trust us if you don't spend time with us. Very difficult. If the only time you spend time with us is when you are in a moment of desperation and you finally say, help, and you surrender, of course we will be there for you, because we always are. But develop a trusting relationship with us. Ask us to share your life with you. Ask us to be with you. Ask us to be with you throughout the day, to reveal our presence to you, to reveal the truth of who you are to you, to share us and to share you with you. You will each receive this in whatever way is most natural for you. It will not be a message like this for all of you. Some of you are much more fine-tuned in feeling or visualizing. You will see a vision of something. Some are hearing, like Noemi Grace, but there are so many different ways that you just know some people. All of a sudden it clicks and there it is. So develop that trusting relationship with us. Open yourself to connect with us, to know us more deeply, more fully, more profoundly. Surrender is that opportunity. In non-surrender, you are resisting, you are pushing, you are trying to make something happen, you are not liking this and you are liking that, you're not wanting what you have, you're wanting something else. And in surrender, it all goes away. And it opens to this panorama of spaciousness and wide availability of you and us. And in that still place, so much can be revealed, so much can be known, so much can be experienced. We are so grateful that for those of you who will take the time, and we are here to help you. And we will if you only talk to us in a moment of desperation, but imagine how much more your life will be fulfilled if you are willing to trust in our relationship, to develop that trust. And if you are desirous to know who you are, do you understand that you are not this ego, you are not this wounded being, and yet this is what you know most of the time. Go deeper, go deeper. We can show you the way to deeper, and in deeper is freedom, and deeper is release from all that has kept you in the suffering and the pain. And so you do not need to know anything to surrender. You need to trust. It is an act of trust, and it is an act of choice. You need to choose. Choose wisely. Choose to let go. Let go and let us step in. Let us carry you. Let us work with you. Let us love you. Let us nurture and guide and keep you and love you up, because we love you beyond your understanding. And in this short transmission, we understand the time is up, but we have so much more to say. And so we request greater time in the next transmission, and we will be back. In love, namaste. Oh, wow. Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly on time.
Ah, and I know some beautiful hot spots that were in there. I can't wait to come on back after commercial, guys, to access to Angels and Grace, as we will be having Noemi channel some more beautiful words, because yes, there I could feel there's more. Not incompleteness, mm-hmm. but more.
Exactly.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio, called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're jumping right back in here, not wasting a minute.
Okay.
Something that was really the word first showed up to me, and which was the word. There was two. It was wise and knowing, and in the message it said, you know, you are wise and knowing, and the thing that came up was to make a choice
to trust. And I would love to hear more. Let's chat about it first, but then I want to hear more what Source is saying about, to me, wisdom. I've learned a new definition of wisdom that feels right. Is wisdom isn't like learned information and intellectual property and things. Wisdom is an experience almost. It's not learned. It's just, it's there. And then I love the wise and knowing tied into wisdom. And then we heard, so choose wisely. Choose with your inner wisdom is what I'm hearing.
I like that.
Yes. And by the way, I have a deck of cards, oracle cards, and one of them is choose wisely. And I have to tell you, Noemi, every time I pull it, I'm like, well, of course. I always get mad. Like, duh, with dumb advice. But now I'm a little bit bold on it. But now I want to revisit the card, because what does that mean to you? Like, there's deeper. There's more. Choose wisely. Choose with wisdom and knowing.
Yeah. And wisdom and knowing are so tied together, which has nothing to do with knowledge, right? Knowledge is like what we learn from books and people, and knowing is that comes from within, and the wisdom is there. And wisdom is our knowing, to me. I mean, there may be a distinction that I'm not aware of, but to me, it's that those two are so tied together. And so to choose wisely, yes, I like that. I like that linking of wisdom with the choice, the wise choice being the choice from your inner wisdom. And so, you know, because I can say that to choose wisely is to choose what nurtures you, what nourishes you, what takes care of you, the self-care, all of that. But also that's great on one level. But to choose from your inner wisdom is even more. You may not think it's going to be nurturing. You may not be, you know, you don't know. Right. When you first interviewed me that time, like a year and a half ago and a little bit more than that. And then you said we could do a radio show together. And I was just like, what? I don't even know you. And yet the inner knowing said, say yes. And I was just like, okay, you know, this is not my style to say yes. I need to check it out. I need to like Google you. I need to make sure we're in alignment and resonance and all of this stuff. And it was say yes. And this has been such a great, this is definitely a wise choice. It's been a gift for both of us. And it's so much fun. And it's just such a wonderful way to being of service. So, yeah.
Well, Noemi, that was a perfect story to share, because at that time, a year and a half ago, I was asking out of my inner wisdom, and had you, perhaps you did, Google me and find everything, I'd be like, why would I do a show with this nutritionist person who interviews authors? What does she know about? She doesn't even say the word angels. Like, it didn't, you know, like it, you would have not been able to choose intellectually. I'm now just realizing this.
Ah, so yes, that's true. You used to always send me these invoices from dating your diet, and I was always going, my accountant is going to have fun with this. They're going to be like, what are you doing? And so it's just, it's been this, so it is when you really know. And sometimes, you know, we know, but if we are willing to listen in that deep space, if we are willing to get deeper and silent and listen, the wisdom is always there. It's always there. It is the mind that keeps us like not knowing A or B, or feeling like we're stuck here, we're trapped, we can't go anywhere else. And which has been a big one for me in my life, feeling trapped. And so, you know, where you feel like there are no choices except to persist, to keep pushing. And that is, that's at the ego level. Yeah. Go deeper than the ego level. And access the wisdom. And it's not necessarily going to lay out all the dots for you and connect them, but it's going to be, you know.
That's right. Yes. And that actually is part of the question that I was hearing for you to jump into channeling is there are people, and I was kind of almost hearing them. I could feel them, hear them. I don't know what the word is, but I could sense them. And people are saying they're in the final
I don't want to say they believe they're in their final years of their lives. They believe life is almost over for them. They cannot see miracles. They can only see that they're, I'm cursed. I've been dealt a bad hand. I'm not worthy. I'm being punished. I'm undeserving of these miracles. They aren't for me. And they're listening to the show and they're saying, oh, I kind of feel that maybe I have wisdom in me if I go deeper. And I would love to have you ask, what can we offer? What messages of hope and travel to step through that portal to say, yes, you might believe all these negative things at the moment with your ego, but how do they get to that trust when they have this life full of, no, miracles aren't for me?
You know, and that is really speaks to the essence, you know, the human condition, right? So some people have had a hard life. I mean, I'm not going to say, ooh, whatever, you know, like it's equal for everybody, and it's not. And some people, I'm not going to say it's past life karma or anything. Let's just say some people's lives are harder than others. Some people have stepped into physical abundance, financial abundance, nurturing, a lot of things. And some people have had the hardest lives. And so, you know, how to get to trust is that's a big one, you know. And so in those dark moments, can you say help, right? We were talking about saying help. Can you start with help? Help me. And, you know, Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Eat, Pray, Love, I laughed when reading it because there was like three times in the book where she met God on the bathroom floor. And she's like, why do I keep meeting God, you know, crying on the bathroom floor? And it was just this in that desperation. And of course, in her journey, she learned to have that relationship with the divine. And so it didn't have to be on the bathroom floor anymore. So, you know, it is that. We need some little bit of opening, right? If we're completely walled off from what has happened to us, it's really hard to get over the wall, through the wall, past that wall.
Yes. Yeah. And now before I have to tell you something, I can't believe you just chose that movie to speak about. I have not talked about that movie for probably a year and a half, and I just typed it out yesterday to somebody and said, yeah, well, every couple of years I like to watch Eat, Pray, Love because I always see something different. And you've just said that movie. I'm like, all right, I gotta watch it now. But that to me is a way of opening up and asking for help when synchronicities show up or coincidences or things that are just trying to get, that's wisdom coming up and showing you that you're connected. You're connected somehow, some way. And even if you take, I spotted, you know, the movie cover somewhere, I don't know, but that's what I would, if you felt that was we can make it a little bit more powerful and deep, but I know that source wanted to continue and just touching on that. How do we get to wisdom? How do we listen more deeply to our wisdom when the voice
how can we access it? And how can we access that wisdom? You know, and you're talking about synchronicity and that is one way that we know our wisdom. But and some people have lots of synchronicities, and I think we all do, but we have synchronicities. We don't necessarily notice them as they go by.
Yeah.
Just going to grab a swig of water and then turn it over to them. Okay, divine, love to hear how we can all, no matter where we're at in our journey, no matter what we've experienced and what we have struggled with or what we've received, how can we access our wisdom and know it and trust it and choose it? How can we live from that wisdom? We do love this question. And it is so deep and so powerful, and there is more than we can say at this time, and we would love to say more. We are already saying what we would say at the end. Because that living from wisdom, living from your inner wisdom, is an inoculation against the wounds and against the the things that are the turmoils and the struggles and the things that will hurt you in this world if you are unaware of them. And so living from wisdom gives you an awareness. It is a deeper awareness than you've had if you are living life day to day, simply going through and reacting to what shows up and getting through the day, getting through the week, looking for the weekend, whatever it is that you are surviving life. And you're not living from wisdom if you're surviving life. So the first thing is to be willing to let go of where you are. Even if you are at a really wonderful place in your life where you're manifesting some wonderful things and having spiritual experiences and all kinds of personal experiences that are wonderful, let go more. Let go of your idea of what life is for you so that you can receive what life really is for you. What is there deeper than where you have been? And so recognize your perception. Your perspective keeps you at a certain point. It keeps you locked into a certain paradigm, a certain way of experiencing. And there's so much more. It is like the blinders of the horse. The horse cannot see outside those blinders. And that how you're perceiving, your perception, your way of thinking about things, your way of understanding things keeps you on that certain blind path with the blinders, the blind side, all outside that, and be willing to recognize that everything you have experienced is a drop in the ocean of the divine and you together as one. It is a drop in the ocean of possible experience, an opening to want more of that experience, of the depth of experience, and starting to recognize when you are in that place that is wounded, that place that is trying to control, that place that thinks it knows or needs things to be a certain way. Start to notice how you are going through life. Trust is the doorway. Trust. Without trust, it is hard to surrender. And you surrender when you gasp your last breath. Some people don't surrender until their last breath because there is no trust. Again, so we go back to what we were saying prior. Develop that trusting relationship with us, and it will facilitate your developing a trusting relationship with yourself. And in that trusting relationship, when wisdom presents itself, you're able to trust it. You are able to allow those wise words to find home in your heart and in your life. You are able to turn over your decision making to the wisdom that lies within you. And that wisdom is not separate from you. It is not different than you. It is deeper than the you that you have been living, because that you is only a part of you, and even not even fully you, not even truly you. And so go deeper. Be willing to go deeper, as if you are digging for diamonds or golds. Go deeper, be willing. If you are not at peace, if you are not living in joy, if you are not in a flow of divine grace, if you are not enjoying life, the solution, go deeper. Because when you go deeper, you will access that well of water. You will access that spring of water of life, but it really is this spring of divine presence, the spring of your presence, you being present in your life. You will access yourself as you go deeper. And that access to yourself is an access to us and an access to wisdom, because the wise wisdom is deeper than the shallow truth, than the shallow understanding, than the shallow judgment, than the shallow way of looking at things. And so check in with yourself. How am I doing? How am I seeing things? How am I choosing? Am I choosing from the depths? Am I aware of the depths? Am I connecting with the depths? Go deeper. If you can't get there, ask for help. Ask for help. We will take you deeper. Oh, we are always happy to take you deeper, to develop that trust. Oh, that is a priceless, trust is priceless. And in that trust, it makes surrender so easy. You know that when you take that leap of faith, you will not wind up splattered on the rocks. you will wind up in a safe place. You will wind up in a beautiful place. You will wind up held and taken care of. And we want to hold and care for you every day. And so, and your wisdom is awaiting you every day. It is here. It is speaking to you, but it's so deep inside you that you may not hear. Can you hear the magma flowing at the depths of the earth? No, you cannot. But you cannot, and similarly, you cannot hear that depths of wisdom if you're at the surface. Go deep. Make this your mantra. Deeper, deeper. I am diving deep into life. Deeper. I know there's more for me. Deeper. The wisdom awaits deeper. The acceptance awaits deeper. Compassion, kindness, love, joy, peace. It's all deeper. And I'm going deeper. Going in, going deeper. And we are here with you now and always. And in this moment, complete.
Ooh, not that I want to pick favorites, but that could be one of my top 10.
Oh. I love that. Oh, that was beautiful. It was just so a lot. I don't remember very much of it, but it's like, yes. I just remember go deep, go deeper.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. Wise wisdom is deeper than the shallow and the surface of judgment. So everyone, we must ask you this as we have to say goodbye to live from your wisdom. So choose to live from your wisdom and surrender, and contact us if you need help.
And we will not be, we will be back on March 15th, 3 weeks.
Oh, yes, thank
15th
you.
And 29th, because Lisa's getting interviewed in 2 weeks on the 8th. So three weeks.
Thank you. There we go.
The third and fifth March Monday.
15th. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Noemi, for remembering that. We'll see you guys on March 15th.
Yeah. Bye, okay, Noemi, thank you. Bye, Lisa Berry. Bye, everyone. Okay, bye. Thank you so much.